What was most surprising about Sam Bankman-Fried was that he ever got this much money in the first place when you saw the guy talk. This is yet again proof of these people being made men. Take a look at the politicians. Take a look at the billionaires. You know, these are placeholders that are put there. And of course, we know why he was there. A blithering idiot, patsy, criminally dishonest, of course, but also not too bright. If he was smart, he would have kept his mouth shut, but he was out there monologuing in public about everything, took the stand and just, you know, it is, he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, as most of these guys do. You look at him, you look at Zuckerberg, it's just amazing to see these guys. And of course, he was chosen for money laundering. It wasn't his intelligence, but it was his dishonesty. And unfortunately for him, there's no honor among thieves or politicians. I know I'm being redundant here. He was laundering money big time for all these politicians who then decided that they would use him as a poster child to attack cryptocurrencies. Because that's what this is ultimately about. They'd be happy to let him keep going on laundering money or even let him off, you know, to cover up what he did. But yeah, they used him to launder the money for the politicians that now use this as a stepping stone to their next agenda, which is to take out cryptocurrency so they can put in CBDC. Yeah, he sang like a bird publicly long before any of this stuff. And it's just, you have this kind of money these people have. It's really not an indication that you're smart, but it may be a clear indication that you're evil. As many people, the love of money is the root of all evil, and these guys love it to a great degree. So he's been found guilty on fraud and conspiracy charges, all of them, seven different charges. Also accused of violating campaign finance laws by using FTX customer funds to make billions in political donations through illegal straw donor schemes, and also bribing Chinese officials everywhere. There's a second criminal trial that's going to begin against him in March, but he's already, since they found him guilty on all of these charges, he is looking at 110 years in prison, possibly, as a max sentence. And we'll wait and see whether or not that happens. And, of course, we're seeing banks closing very rapidly across the San Francisco area. Now, they're closing branches everywhere very rapidly, but it's especially noticeable in San Francisco. So the question is, why there? Well, partly because the economy has been so bad there, partly because they have, with their green lighting of massive looting mobs, you know, organized crime to come in and clear everything out of a store. So the retail stores are closing down. The businesses are closing down. Well, they do need fewer banks there in San Francisco. But branch banks are vanishing across the country at a record rate. In San Francisco, 20 branches shuttered across the city through October the 28th. And all over California, 277 branches have been closed so far this year, second only in this century to 2020 when Trump locked everything down. They had 325 branches closed that year, but we're on pace to catch up. Some of the closures are related to well-known crises, like the failure of Silicon Valley Bank, or could be a result of consolidation or of the exodus of retail businesses. But still, when you look at this happening, there is a push to get rid of cash. And this is one of the ways that you do it. And so when we look at other countries that are further along this path, I think it was Norway, if I remember. It was one of the Scandinavian countries, but I believe it was Norway. Pretty much gone cashless, and they're shutting down all the ATMs and the branches of the banks and everything. Because, you know, hey, we're not going to let you have cash, so we don't need these branches. We'll save a lot of money. In Korea, they've announced a pilot project to explore the CBD use in the carbon credit market. Again, your indulgence for using energy. The use of a CBDC within the carbon credit market, the Bank of Korea is talking about doing this, again, at a wholesale level. But they've already talked about how they would use a CBDC to monitor your personal use of what they call carbon. How much meat do you eat? That type of thing. How much traveling are you doing? So we know they're going to move it to that area. The CBDC usability test is conducted to check ways to build future infrastructure to stably support digital transformation of the economy. We don't want that. And cooperation. And so they said the Bank of International Settlements is part of this. They said that outside systems such as carbon credit exchanges can be linked with a CBDC system. And of course, they will make it retail as well. To ensure that any decision on introducing CBDC can be made quickly, the Bank of Korea has launched several pilots to prepare for that eventuality. You see, they're going to spring it on us suddenly. Be a crisis. Oh, we got to do it right now. They'll do it at warp speed. Some of the reasons cited for these preparations are persistent decline in the usage of cash, which again, they're pushing. You know, as one person said, we have feminism, you know, pushing people to not want to have children. And that's what they're doing again with cash and other things. They're this psychological, and then they'll get up to a certain point, and then it's like, okay, now just drop the hammer, and we're not going to let you do it. You know, some people will kind of go along with the psychological and conditioning, and for the people who don't, you know, some people get the Brave New World treatment. You know, just drop out, take sex and drugs, don't give a damn, take a gram, that type of thing. And for those people who don't go along with the Brave New World treatment, you get the 1984 treatment, the boot stomping in your face. A persistent decline in the usage of cash, rising concerns about market strength, data concentration of big tech, and it's not just in South Korea. It is also in Switzerland, where they're developing a CBDC pilot, the central bank there. It's called Helvetica Phase 3. We'll, for the first time, see orchestration of a real Swiss franc with CBDC settling digital security transactions. And they said, well, this is just for wholesale transactions, and it's not for the individuals who are doing retail. We hear the same thing here. And we hear at the same time other articles saying, well, this isn't going to happen right away in the United States. It's going to be several years away. No, we've already got something called FedNow. Maybe you should pay attention to the names that they use. And that is wholesale. But the wholesale projects, pilot projects that they're doing in Switzerland, in the Bank of Korea, and in the United States, they're all there to set up this digital infrastructure that they're going to drop like a hammer on us at some point in time. And that's why I say when we're looking at the projections about inflation, how that's going to affect gold, for me, the central thing, which is, we have things that look at, you know, what is happening with war, what is happening with oil and these other things. We've seen some stuff that looks like that. But what we've not seen before is this global push to try to push us into a global ID and to watch and control everything we do and to do that through the money. That's where the mark of the beast is, the mark of the government, to make sure that you can't buy or sell without that. And you need to do something to prepare to participate in some kind of a black or gray market for this kind of stuff. They'll still have CBDC stuff that'll be there that will monitor and track what you're doing whenever you interact with government. But there needs to be a way for you to be able to escape that to some degree. So again, davidknight.gold is what Tony Arterburn set up, and it is, start preparing now for that. There's a lot of preparation needs to be done. As a matter of fact, when you look at what needs to be done to prepare for food, for self-defense and things, civildefensemanual.com, Jack Lawson's books, he's got two of them there. That's a great place to start for physical stuff. But it's also, you have to prepare in terms of being able to exist in that economy. Part of it is going to be bartering and some skills, but a lot of it is going to be if you're going to be able to barter with gold, with silver, and that type of thing. And so, again, davidknight.gold, Tony Arterburn, wisewolf.gold. Tyrannosaurus Radio says, you're missing the point here, David. COVID was a precursor for the mark of the beast. No, I've talked about that. I haven't talked about it for a while. We talked about it when the mandates were out there, that just like the lockdowns were precursor and training for universal basic income, this was a precursor and training for mark of the beast. And, I played the other day Curtis Chang, and he was with Robert Jeffress, And Curtis Cheng was given a great deal of money by the Trump administration. Remember, they put out $250 million. They'd never had an advertising campaign that big, the Ad Council. And these are the people who do, you know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Don't do drugs. And only you can prevent forest fires. And all of these things that we just saw these ads over and over again. They're burned into our memory. But they've never had that kind of money for a campaign like they did for COVID. And they would give it to people like Curtis Cheng, who said, well, you know, I've got a theological degree from Duke University, and so you should listen to me. And, oh, and by the way, here's a pastor of a megachurch, and we're telling you that this is not the mark of the beast, and this is safe, and it's a miracle, and it's this and that. They had a lot of people doing that, especially at, you know, universities and things. You had Al Mohler at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, you know, again, a university, he's going to buy into all this stuff. And repeating the talking points from Yale. But the Mark of the Beast thing, they pushed back hard on that. I said, you understand that this is exactly like it in principle. And they're training you for it. And that is the central thing. You know, they're still looking at the idea. And we'll talk about that coming up later today. Anyway, he says, God was preparing us using the pressure of a global effort to force submission, just as it will be very soon again. I agree. I think that's the silver lining in a lot of this stuff. A lot of people who, you know, when you look at Romans 13, well, you just do whatever the government tells you to do. Todd Friel saying, if they tell you to put pinwheels on your head, you put pinwheels on your head. It doesn't matter how dangerous the government, you obey the government in everything. Well, that's not true. That's not true. The government is it's a bad interpretation of Romans 13. I'm not going to go into why again. Talked about that in the past. But these people were telling you that all along. I said, you watch. When push comes to shove, they say, you do anything the government says except when it starts infringing on your religious liberties. I said, no, they'll cave on that too. And they did. They all shut down their churches. And now a lot of them have learned the lesson. And as you pointed out, Tyrannosaurus Radio, they've learned that lesson. And you know, fool me once, you're not going to fool me a second time with that. And a lot of people also saw what was going on in their students' classroom and on and on. And people have seen this and have been forewarned. And there's a lot of people now who have discernment about this. In the same way, you know, because we live through it. I had seen the stuff about the germ games, and I had seen the stuff about the annual flu shots and everything. So it was easy for me to see it, but it's going to be easy for everybody who came through this thing and refused to do it. And now look at what happened to the people who accepted the coercion. It's going to be easier for them to see it. So yes, you know, God has, is always at work in mysterious ways. He plants his feet upon the storm and he rides upon the waves.
David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.